This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Los Angeles Times consumer columnist David Lazarus was bitten by his cat a couple of months ago, a story which you might rightly surmise wouldn't usually find a place on this particular radio program, were it not for the ensuing infection and journey through the healthcare system that it brought David to, the billing process, to be specific. So we brought him in to talk about it. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Let me see the hand, man.
There you go. Look at it.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a scar.
Yeah, you can see it. I mean, they cut me here and here, opened it up, flushed it out, and hopefully I'm on the mend.
And then they sent you the bill.
And then they sent me the bill. And I got to say, the nurses, the doctors, the treatment, U.S. healthcare, it's great.
Yeah.
It's superlative.
Yes.
When it comes to the delivery of your bill, I got some quibbles.
You were in the hospital for a number of days.
Six nights, seven days.
$4,000 a night.
$4,000 a pop. I called around. I can get a suite at the Beverly Hills Hotel for less than that. And moreover, my hospital room didn't even have HBO.
Really?
Really.
That is so
And then you
lame.
Can go further than that. I mean, you're looking at $12,000 for the actual surgery, $780 for the anesthesia, $3,000 for the MRI, the various drugs, $3,000. They had to put a little tube in my arm so I could do an IV drip at home.
Yeah.
That's more than $2,000 right there.
You talk to the guy who runs the hospital you were in. It's the UCLA Medical Center. You talked to him and you said, Dr. Feinberg, what the? And what did he say?
Well, what's nice is he immediately fell on his sword and he said, you know what? I get bills that I also don't understand.
Oh, that's interesting.
But at least he was able to explain to me the method behind the madness when it comes to healthcare billing in this country. And it all basically stems from the discounts that are contractually given to insurers in return for them bringing scads of patients into hospitals. So what do the hospitals do? They jack up all the prices so that the prices become so inflated that once the discount kicks in, they'll still be able to make a profit. That's the problem, because now we have no transparency in the healthcare system. You actually have no idea what any particular thing really costs.
I wanted to ask you about a thing that caught my eye in this piece. So plus or minus $52,000 bill, your insurance is going to cover $38,000 of that. You owe $1,500, which leaves roughly $14,000 unaccounted for. And Dr. Feinberg, who runs the hospital you were at, said what to you when you asked him about that?
Basically said, don't worry your pretty head about that.
14 grand, David.
He said it's funny money. That's a direct quote. Now, Kai, I just want to point out, we spend about $3 trillion a year on healthcare in this country. That's 17% of all economic activity. That's more than anybody else. And we're talking about funny money?
Funny, that's insane.
I mean, really? That's even a part of the picture?
Is Obamacare going to fix any of this?
It could. Dr. Feinberg at UCLA says that one of the little fine print things that not a lot of people are talking about is the fact that there's going to be a new emphasis on wellness, by which I mean your insurer will give a hospital, will give your doctor a set amount of money per year. The doctor's job is to keep you well, and if he or she succeeds in that, they pocket the difference. No longer will there be this need for all these padded bills and all these inflated costs.
This is an entertaining column. It's a crazy story, but it's also arguably American health insurance working the way it should, right?
You could say that.
You had a problem. You got treated. You had to pay something for it. Your insurance covered the rest, and boom, you move on.
I had no hassles.
Right.
So, okay, there's that.
Right.
$1,500. Let's just say $3,000 once you add in all the other costs.
Because you got to keep your hand.
I got my hand. Thank you. I've got the physical therapy. So $3,000 out of pocket for a $55,000 bill. There's going to be a lot of people who say, what are you griping about?
Shut up. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, but let's turn that on its head. The average worker pays more than $4,000 a year in premiums for family coverage. So is $3,000 out of pocket a good deal, a bad deal? I don't know, because I don't know how much anything costs.
You still have the cat?
Still have the cat.
David Lazarus, he's with the Los Angeles Times and also occasionally on our personal finance show. It's called Marketplace Money. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.